At the corner of Great Plain and Chestnut is a bare brick wall. But it wasn't always so bare. It used to be covered end to end with
fertilizer spreaders, and in the winter they had sleds, they had grills out.
And there was a big black sign.
Very old fashioned, it said Harvey's Hardware.
In bright gold lettering. Though I was never very in tune with hardware stores, the unique presence of Harvey's was unavoidable. It was adored by the people in my hometown. Harvey's Hardware closed in October of 2022 after 70 years of business. This phenomenon isn't exactly uncommon. Every year, we see so many local businesses across America closing their doors. However, just because a business failed economically does not mean it failed to make a lasting impact on its community. Join me, Claudia Sesso, as every week, we visit a different small business in America whose doors have closed. I'll interview locals, former employees, and owners to reminisce about what these stores meant to, and continue to mean to, people, so that we can preserve their memories and legacies. Welcome to Small Business Blues. Harvey's Hardware was opened in 1953 in Needham, Massachusetts, a suburb of Boston, by a man named Harvey Katz when he was only 20 years old. Harvey later passed on ownership to his two sons, Gary and Jeff, who continued to run it until its closure. In February of 2022, an electrical fire tragically struck Harvey's, damaging a large amount of the inventory and shelving in the store's compact basement. Though Gary and Jeff initially planned to reopen Harvey's, they had too many issues replacing the shelving fixtures and were forced to close its doors just 8 months later. But we're not here to lament about what could have been. We're here to remember what was.
Hi, my name is Emmy Sesso. I've been living in Needham for 23 years.
Hi, my name is Howard Sesso, and I've been in Needham now for 23 years.
They're also my parents. So how often did you go to Harvey's, and why would you go there instead of a chain store like Home Depot or Lowe's?
You know, depending on what we were looking for, Harvey's had a lot of advantages because it was in town, it was convenient, and more often than not, they had what we were looking for. They weren't obviously as big as the big box stores like a Home Depot or a Lowe's, which was further away. But they were a much quicker experience. So one of the nice parts about Harvey's is that you'd get there and you can very quickly find what you're looking for. So that was something that brought us back there many times over the years.
So it was right downtown. So it was only 5 minutes away. It was very quick to get there, whereas Home Depot was going to be a longer slog to get to. Definitely Home Depot had a greater selection, but the benefit of Harvey's was it was close. The service was amazing. They were right there waiting at the door to ask you what you needed. And it was fantastic.
What was interesting or unique about the environment at Harvey's?
It was a very hometown feel. It was a very small place, and yet it was stocked to the rafters with stuff. And the aisles were so skinny and tight and overflowing. And it was just such an interesting environment because you clearly could see that they were trying to service the community with as much as they could.
I would say that kind of square inch by square inch or cubic inch by cubic inch, it was like the densest store that you can possibly imagine. The moment that you'd step foot in there, there's just high shelves upon high shelves all over the place, just filled to the brim with stuff.
There were even more people working there sometimes than customers. So it was kind of nice just because you could clearly see that they really wanted to help people and provide for the community. Invariably, I would go and describe things I needed or general ideas of things I wanted to do. And somebody would always be willing to help me to try to find a solution. They were all just so pleasing. It was very, very family friendly, too, because they would give out lollipops to the kids and stuff like that. So it was nice.
I think maybe the highlight and the biggest surprise of Harvey's, for me at least, was finding out that it had a basement. Usually when you walk into the store, it's a very small little entryway. And someone was usually standing right there. And there were always stairs that went down. And I had always assumed that it was basically a place where all the inventory was kept, because everything was so dense on the main floor, you know, they've got to keep the extra stuff someplace. And sure enough, when I went downstairs, lo and behold, there was a whole other basement level of just stuff, more shelves and stuff. But it really spoke to just how they utilized a very small space and squeezed everything into it, every nook and cranny. Very cool.
When you first moved to Needham, how did you hear about Harvey's?
It's right in the center of town. And they had all this stuff around the outside of the building where it was housed. So you could actually see what it was providing. And so everybody knew what it was. And the sign above it was very old fashioned. It said Harvey's Hardware. And it was right on the corner of the center of town. It's hard to miss.
They had an amazing location. They were situated smack in the middle of town at the corner of two of the main streets. You couldn't miss it. So inevitably, when you're driving around town, you're going to see it. And they had a nice prominent storefront. Stuff was always out on the sidewalks. So, you know, it wasn't long until we realized it was there. And of course, you're curious, right? Okay, well, what's in this place? And then you start to realize that it's not just a hardware store that's local. It's a very unique hardware store and all the things that it brings to the table.
Did the pandemic affect Harvey's at all?
I think the fear in general during the pandemic is, are all these local stores going to close? Because lots of businesses closed during the pandemic. So it was very, you know, nerve-wracking at the time. But Harvey's really did a very good job of handling the pandemic.
The inside of the store was probably one of the most un-COVID-friendly indoor spaces you can find, because it was just so cramped and small and people were on top of each other.
They put a table right outside the door and they had all the workers coming and going from the table in and out of the building to find what people needed.
They would simply say outside, what are you looking for? And then they'd run inside, grab what you're looking for, come out and hopefully match up with what you needed. And by and large, they usually did.
They survived the pandemic by doing this, by adapting.
How did you feel when you heard about the fire and then the closing?
Yeah, so I think like everyone else in town, we were, you know, shocked and saddened to hear about the fire that took place at Harvey's. I think for me, my initial reaction was, oh, well, if there's a fire, they must have insurance and they'll figure it out. They'll clean things up, hopefully restock everything and be kind of open up again in due course. And I think for a long time, I think a lot of people had assumed that.
On the Needham Facebook page is where I started seeing tidbits about, oh, Harvey's is definitely going to open. They're just trying to renovate and fix stuff. And so I think while it was closed because of the fire, people were worried. But there were so many reassurances saying, no, they're trying to reopen. They really want to reopen. But you can see a lot of people were concerned.
When hearing that Harvey's was actually going to close rather than reopen, that was, I think, extremely disappointing on many levels.
There was just this outpouring of, you know, everybody was really disappointed and sad. And it was just such a shame. And, you know, the bottom line is people are like, oh, is there just going to be another bank there? Because it loses the character of the town when you lose such a nice, you know, specific store to Needham.
You know, every time now when we're going to, you know, if we need to go to the hardware store, if we're now going to a Lowe's or a Home Depot, you know, we always are thinking in the back of our mind, you know, it was so much more convenient to just to go to Harvey's in town and find what you're looking for much faster and also support the local businesses at the same time.
What do you think the impact was of Harvey's on the community or of the people that worked there?
It was a family-run business, right? So because Harvey's was a family-run business, there was, you know, a lot of camaraderie and people felt really this kinship towards this business. But what's interesting is that many of the people, and not the family members, but many of the people got jobs locally at smaller hardware stores, because that is the business they know, that's the business they're comfortable with, and they like the customer service. So it was nice to see, A, that people have found new homes, and B, that they went to local businesses rather than, you know, Home Depot.
It's not quite the same analogous situation, but there was another local business that was one town over, and this was also a longstanding business. And they started to have problems with all this new competition. And they got to the point where they were basically not able to afford their lease, I think, in their building. And at the time, they had reached out the community to say, hey, can you help us? Hey, we've been around. We're supporting you. Can you support us back? And but the unfortunate part is that That didn't happen with Harvey's. You would have thought or hoped maybe that, that there was some community activism that might step in and try, maybe successfully, maybe unsuccessfully, to bring it back. But to the best of my knowledge, that was never the case with Harvey's.
Thanks for joining me this week in singing the Small Business Blues. Next time, we'll take a trip one town over to visit the New England Mobile Book Fair, Newton's favorite warehouse-turned-bookstore. And before you go, remember that it's always great to support your local businesses.